Welcome to Paint a Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Lupe Garreau and Brian Katz and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
And we're back. Time for Paint a Black. I'm your host, judge and referee, Pete. Join me this week. We got Solo Brian sitting here.
What's going on, Pete, man? Much love, everyone.
Much love. Mm-hmm. Weird day.
Yeah, it is a weird day. My light went off in my studio, and it's, I guess, was
that
it
a sign?
In memoriam.
In memoriam.
Yeah.
Sad to announce, I think Lou is officially done.
Yeah, he resigned today.
He resigned. Mm-hmm. We've always said with, and a lot of our friends have said in the podcasting world, if it stops being fun, you just stop doing it. No point other than that. And I think he just hit a bit of a breaking point of just having to drive, and, you know, he's got the kid and everything.
Got a lot of stuff, you know, going on.
Yeah, so Lou decided to take a...
Whatever, he had personal reasons for whatever he's doing. You know, we didn't pry into him too much, you know, because, you know, we're painted black, you know.
Exactly. Key here is we're still going.
Yeah, man. We will get more guests.
Yeah, we're wishing Lou well.
Yeah, definitely.
He's a good dude. He's a brother.
What were some of the fun times you had with personal Lou moments on the show?
Personal Lou moments? Are you talking show or in life?
No, not in life.
Are we eulogizing?
No. Yeah, you know, remember he came as, what was it, Cheech to my party?
Yeah.
He looked, I was like, dude, that is Cheech Marin.
That is Cheech Marin. No, on the show, I'm going to miss the random shit that he would come out with. Hold my pocket, nigga.
Oh, yeah, or his absolute love of the Holocaust.
I actually was compiling the news before he mentioned that he wasn't going to be back, and I found him a hot dog story and everything.
Yeah, his love of hot dogs. I didn't get it per se, but, you know, I respected it.
Dude loves his hot dogs.
He loved his hot dogs. I'm going to miss his was it the Cornetto trilogy shirt most of all?
Yeah. The shirt he wore at every podcast.
Pretty much.
It was either that or Are You There, God? It's a Me, Mario.
It's a Me, Mario. And then he had the Futurama shirt.
Yes,
the Planet Express.
Planet Express one.
Yeah. So definitely gonna miss seeing those three things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're gonna. I guess you should take his computer now.
Yeah. I could do the sounds.
Yeah.
I wish we thought about that first, but.
Well, you know what? This is a transition.
Transitioner
episode. Yeah.
So needless to say, we're not gonna be doing the usual kind of episode.
Yeah.
We're gonna do more of a State of the Union kind of thing. Yeah. We're just gonna chit chat, me and you. We've done it before.
Yeah. Well, last time was about Trump. This time it's not going to be serious like that.
No.
It's just going to be like a lot of fun. We'll go through the news. And then on Friday, we have old friend we haven't seen in like 6-7 years, Matt, coming in to the studio.
He does a podcast.
Yeah, Shred Shack, man.
Shred Shack. Metal Show.
Metal Show, yeah. They just got back into it. Danny, I believe his little brother, who's the other co-host on the show.
Yep. Who used to do the video game show with us.
Yeah, if anyone ever listened to the VG Times 8, or back then,
that was A Squad. That was when we were doing A Squad.
It was A Squad. Yeah, he was part of the show for like a good 6 months or 7 months.
A couple months.
Yeah, and so he's co-hosting. He moved down to Texas with his brother, and then they did co-host the
Shack. I believe he got married, moved to Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so hopefully he's doing well.
I think the reason why they weren't doing it was because Danny had too many commitments. He was writing for WhatCulture.com.
And he writes for What Culture. He does like their music stuff.
Oh, I thought he was doing wrestling because he was really
was he?
Well, he had a lot of because on Facebook he had a lot of wrestling posts, and he was always talking about wrestling on his Facebook. And What Culture to me is wrestling, but
right.
they do have other genres.
They got comics, they got music,
but they have a magazine that's wrestling based. They're like, I want to say 75% wrestling, and then like 25%.
I watch their YouTube channel. I like them, actually.
Yeah, I love their list, and they're always witty and funny. You know, it's the British people, man.
British people just sound better.
Yeah,
they just sound good.
If I died and came back, I would want to be British. I think so.
I always have. I'm an Anglophile. I have a bit of a soft spot. Like the Beatles and James Bond.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I say that as I'm wearing this stupid shirt.
Back at the back, World War James.
Yeah, with the American flag.
With the American flag.
Hey, I want to come back as a British person. Like, I feel like a sellout now.
Yeah, right?
I do.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about the Brits because I want to go see that new Edgar Wright flick.
Oh, well, why haven't you heard anything about it?
Baby Driver?
Oh, my God, that's him?
That's him.
Because it looked kind of stupid at first, cause the name. And then I was like, all right, I see the commercial as I'm watching one of them. Probably Wonder Woman. They had like about 50 minutes of commercials.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, damn, that movie with Jamie Foxx. And then it looked pretty good, man. I love Kevin Spacey.
Got John Hamm.
John Hamm's in that shit, too.
John Hamm's in that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking the soundtrack's supposed to be bonkers good.
You know what? I think it's just one of those movies that is, you know, it just comes out of nowhere and then it's totally one of the most bitchin' movies of the fucking
season. It's an Edgar Wright movie. Name one movie he's done that's bad.
I couldn't name
it. Or even subpar.
Yeah, even his TV show with Flat, not Flats.
You're talking about, shit, what was that?
It's like, it's what they call their apartments over there, I thought.
No. Got it. Spaced.
Spaced.
Spaced. Right. I love it, too. Yeah. I can't believe I forgot that was, the name of Spaced.
That was a pretty good show, too, man.
That's a great show. Mm-hmm. I love that show.
Yeah. Honestly, he can't do no wrong, I think. Everything he does is pretty quality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then last night, I was going on a mad mission to try and find The World's End streaming somewhere.
Oh, do you have Cody?
I don't have the Cody.
Yo, honestly, for $40, bro, just pick that up.
I know, I should. But I'm going through Hulu, I'm going through Netflix, I'm going through, like, everything. Ended up finding Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
That's a good movie, too.
So, showed that to the old lady.
You know what's funny? I was going to go see The Expendables that day, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, I missed my time by, like, 15 minutes, and I was just like, this movie looked cool, man. We're here. I don't want to wait. The next showing of The Expendables was like 2 hours. So I was like, let's just see that. And we ended up seeing it. It was awesome.
I saw that movie alone.
Really? No one in the theater?
I had asked around and nobody knew what it was.
Well, it's a cult comic, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had read the books. Mm-hmm. So I just went after work one day. I just went to the theater. Just watched it.
I thought that was one of the better comic book transitions, I thought. Like, not that I ever read the comic, but like it's a comic that when they brought it to the main the theater, I thought it came out great.
Yeah, it's actually not completely loyal for two reasons, which is interesting. Fun fact time.
Oh, fun fact time.
It's 7 books, mm-hmm. graphic novels. Scott Pilgrim versus the World, Scott Pilgrim versus the Universe, Scott Pilgrim, like all these.
The galaxy.
No, they don't all follow that. I'm just trying. Scott Pilgrim's Precious Little Life.
Eventually he's like Scott Pilgrim versus God.
Versus God.
He's like, I made it.
No, but so it's 7 books, so they have to compile 7 books worth of movie, one for each X. Down into a 2-hour movie, which I think they did great. The only thing is the endings are different.
Oh, really? He hasn't beat Gideon?
No, he does, but the fight's completely bonkers different because they actually made the movie before the books were done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
Did they go to the writer and ask how it was going to end?
No, he had no idea. So the ending of the book is banana wacky. Like, literally, Gideon becomes God. And they,
really?
Yeah, it becomes like multi-eyed and forearms and the whole thing.
Didn't you love that movie though when Gideon came out and it was Jason Schwartzman? Mm-hmm. He's like, he's such a shitty dude.
He looks just like the character too, which is why they cast him.
Oh, really? I never read the book.
He's this skinny dude with glasses and it's kind of emo hair.
My favorite boyfriend, I should say, was the guy who was a vegan. He's like, he's vegan. He's got vegan powers. Yeah. And then they go through, he's like, you have 3 strikes. That was non-dairy creamer. And then there was like something also on the borderline. It was like, what about the chicken parm, bro? It was like he just had a straight up chicken parm.
It's straight up chicken parmesan. It's like the most non-vegan thing you could have.
Yeah, he's just like, fuck him. I love chicken.
Yeah, he's got went to Vegan Academy. And it's Thomas Jane and the guy from the Boondock Saints. And they give the most epic high five.
They jump over the little broken wall. They're like, papa.
They go, yeah.
It's like, sorry, bro. You're going to have to take those vegan powers away.
I literally watched it last night. I love that movie so much.
And I love the what was it? Macaulay Culkin's little brother,
Kieran Culkin.
He plays that gay guy, but
as
like
the gay roommate,
he was so funny in that. Like
I thought that was gonna be like, oh shit, this is a breakout role for this dude. Like you're gonna see him in things.
Yeah,
but that movie did not do the business.
Man, if your brother is Macaulay Culkin, man, there's no breakout for you. It's just like, yo, you're the brother of the Kevin McAllister.
Kevin McAllister,
get back to the end of the line.
Who hasn't been relevant and. What was the last movie he did? It was like Saved or something.
No, was it? No, I thought, you know what? Monsters Ball.
Party Monster.
Party Monster with like Seth Green where they were like doing drugs, being gay and shit. Like,
yeah, like rave kids.
Yeah.
I never saw that one actually.
Yo, you know who two brothers that really hindered each other's career was Jeremy and Jason London. They look so similar.
They look too similar. And one of them's a drug addict.
Yeah. I think the younger one, the one that wasn't in Mallrats.
Right.
He was the bad the black sheep.
Yeah, I'm not even going to venture a guess as to which one that was.
Jays.
It starts with a J. We know that.
And they couldn't be like Bill and Phil. Oh, that actually, no. That there aren't.
Bill and Phil, that's your pull?
Bill and David or something like that?
Yeah, seriously.
Know, like, Bill and Phil, London. Like another stupid.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, like you couldn't name your children a little bit different. Like they look exactly alike.
Yeah. And I had a random Spotify playlist playing the other day. Mm-hmm. And some song came on and went, right on, this is kind of a good song. And I look at who it is. Another brother's holding each other back. Noel Gallagher.
Well, you know what? They enhanced and held back because they became an epic band, and then, you know,
one of them was a dick.
One of them was a little bit drunk, and you know what's funny? The British can hold their drugs because the entire grunge movement is dead. And then
then Oasis
the fucking
alive.
Rolling Stones are still alive, man. All of them.
That's fucking true.
And then the
Jesus
Beatles,
Christ.
Right? I mean, look how they died. It was because of
murder.
And then, you know, old age more or less took George Harrison.
No, George Harrison died of some disease.
Of cancer. But he died of a disease is my point. It wasn't of alcoholism.
Right. It wasn't his body shutting down.
Because of all the drugs he did.
The Who's still alive?
Yeah, they're all good.
Except for John Entwistle.
Again, he died of natural causes.
Keith
Moon, the only dude.
Oh, Keith Moon too. That's
and
right.
Do you know how much of a you realize how much of an epic drinker he must have been for him to fucking be British and die?
His story is nuts too. Like that guy was a madman.
Can you imagine just like hanging out with him? Like, bro, Keith is insane, man. I gotta get away from this guy. Mm-hmm. Ozzy's alive
somehow.
I mean, he snorted ants.
He snorted ants. He took ants directly to the brain.
Which do you think was more scary? Ozzy snorting the ants and his mind being like, or the ants being like, what?
No!
Were the ants more scared in his brain, or was he more scared of the ants in his brain, you think?
I don't know if ants can comprehend that level of fear. Being a fucking drugged up rock star.
Like, oh my God.
Snorting them.
There's so much drugs in here.
They just went coke crazy from all the residual.
They're fucking running around in there just like,
ants in the brain!
And then you have like Motley Crue or just drug addicts themselves like, this guy's nuts.
The whole 80s like era of hair metal dudes, mm-hmm. Is there a more pathetic, speaking of like music genres, you got the 60s British guys still kicking. You got the 80s hair metal guys, the most pathetic batch of former stars to ever exist.
You know why? Because they didn't let, their music wasn't good enough to have their fame extend beyond that era.
Yeah.
And they didn't die.
They didn't die. They only continue to dress the same. And do.
They only continue to dress the same.
They still look like they're in the fucking 80s. And then they're playing state fairs.
Oh, my God. You know what was sad, too, is they were so high on the horse that they still thought that they were there.
Yeah.
Like David Lee Roth, when he took that show on K-Rock, right, he still thought he was Diamond Dave from
1985.
Yeah,
he thought he was the shit.
And it was like, bro, your big get was your uncle, like the first guest on K-Rock. Bro, who's talking to you, man? Like,
God, that was terrible. I remember tuning into that because I was driving to work, and I love talk radio. I'm doing a podcast. So I was like listening to that. I shut it right off. I used to listen to Stern before that. I was like, this is bad. No, O&A was before them. I used to listen to O&A and then just be like, fuck, this is terrible.
Well, luckily for you, podcasts became popular. Not
yeah.
Soon, but like a couple years after that.
I switched as soon as I knew that this was a thing. What was your first exposure to a podcast?
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith was your
first. You may have been the one to introduce me to
I
the thing.
I remember when we drove to Miami for our buddy's bachelor party, I played one of Kevin Smith's podcasts.
That's probably how I... You know what? That's exactly when. When we drove... It was 2011, I believe, he got married. And we were driving down to Miami, and you were like, hey, look, this is a podcast. And I never knew what a podcast was.
Right.
And then a year later, we started doing this shit.
That's true. It was right then.
Yeah, because we started doing the comic. Because that's when you were drawing the comic for the
original Blue Movie comic.
The Blue Movie comic. You were doing it on your way down there. And the way you were doing wasn't even on your computer.
No, it was manual. It was
how much harder is that?
It's way harder.
Yeah,
because you got to carry around supplies.
Well, forget that aspect of it. I'm saying like it's the actual get the product the way you want it. Like, you know, because obviously computer, you fuck up, you just undo.
That's the big difference. Mm-hmm. Is like you fuck up, you fucked up.
And that's just the end.
And I fuck up a lot. But now when I'm drawing, it's all just Control Z. That's all day. So, and you can erase ink. Like, I could do a big, thick black line and just be like, nope.
Yeah, it doesn't look like I want it to look. All right, let's just try that again.
Exactly. Clear a whole panel. It used to be, well, it's on the board. That's what it is.
Arthur, I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, I'm good.
They can't draw it. They'll just deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was probably the first time you – because I believe you played Getting –
Jane, Tom, Bob, Get Old.
Right.
That's the one I played.
Because then when I took a trip a couple months later with Stefan and Justin, I was like, hey, man, you know, we were looking for something to do. And I was like, dude, check this out, man. This podcast shit. And they had no idea what a podcast was. They thought it was like a comedy act. I'm like, no, they just have to sit there and have a conversation. They're like, what? They're like, yeah, imagine us just sitting silent and listening to someone else talk.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. They tell stories. And it was good because it worked because they were famous. They were telling stories. And
it's people, recognizable people.
Yeah.
That was in the early days, too. Mm-hmm. I remember my first was 2009.
Real? So you were in the game probably from the get-go, right?
I had heard of it. And I knew that people did them about TV shows.
So did you do a popular one, or did you do like one of ours?
Lost had just ended, and I had a lot of questions about what the fuck happened at that ending. And I was obsessed with that show for a while. So I went on iTunes and I searched up Lost podcasts, and that was the first one I ever listened to. It was just two jackasses talking about the ending of Lost.
Could you ever get like a bigger wah-wah ending than that, or is this like...
No, that's a pretty big wah-wah. Cause Dexter.
But the thing was, the lead up to that was wah-wah as well. It was like...
Yeah.
You thought for sure, because the Lost last season wasn't bad.
No.
It was finally answering...
It was getting to interesting places.
They just built up to nothing. But like Dexter was like, please, someone kill this guy. Like
for like the last three seasons too, you're like, end this shit.
And I was in denial because I was like still going with it. I was like, it's not bad, but I was like, it was pretty shitty.
Yeah,
and they were just developing stories for the side characters just so they could flesh out the world a little more because Dexter himself wasn't that interesting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And his big payoff at the end was he drove his boat into the fog.
Into a hurricane.
Because obviously his kid will be left off way better if some other serial killer watches it.
Yeah, with the hot blonde serial killer.
In Argentina,
and he becomes a lumberjack in Seattle.
Yeah.
Bad.
So what's the most drastic thing I could do? Is from leaving Miami. Let's go to Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere, like it's really gray and rainy here.
No, like how do we top the John Lithgow season? I know, we'll fuck it up.
See, once they did the Lithgow season, they should have been like, okay, man, we're doing two more seasons.
Yeah.
This one season's going to set up the end, and then the end is going to end it. And they should have had like six seasons, and then they should have been done.
You know what it reminds me of? I read a review for the newest Transformers movie, mm-hmm. which is the last Michael Bay one. Like he's off.
Oh, they're going to do more?
Probably, because they make money.
Really?
But the review was simply, the movie's so bad. It goes, Michael Bay breaks his toys so nobody else can play with them.
Well, his last one I heard was shitty.
They're all terrible. Except for the first. I like the first.
The first was dope. The second was okay.
No.
Look, all right.
Second's the worst one.
No. Three was pretty bad. Like, you're a prime. Like, I just, it's like, what?
Fair enough. I don't really remember the third.
Then they were like, and I like Mark Wahlberg, and I was like, nah.
I think we found the Transformer.
I was like, nah, I'm good, Marky.
Yeah, we got a saying where I come from. You don't mess with Texas.
Are you there from Texas? Not? I mean, it's got to be rough. It's like, we got to recast LaBeouf, and like, you can't really go wrong, right? You can recast in LaBeouf.
Nobody likes LaBeouf.
No, LaBeouf don't like LaBeouf.
He's a self-loathing LaBeouf.
Yo, honestly, if you found him dead one day, you would just be like, I get it.
Meh.
Like, all right, so whoever did it, I get it.
Well, announce he's dead.
Shia LaBeouf has been found dead in his apartment today.
Who? what's that?
yeah, man, it's just... And then we cast Mark Wahlberg, who's like, okay, the whole point, I think, was like for a kid more, because he's not a kid anymore, but like I kind of want like a young adult to be with the... Because it's like a kid thing, you know? And you cast like a guy who's like 50.
I remember watching that movie because T.J. Miller was in it, and I like T.J. Miller.
T.J. Miller's hilarious.
And
what do you think about him leaving Silicon Valley?
It's time.
Well, this show's done then.
He explained it on another podcast. I can't remember which one, but it was just, he's got a lot of things going. He's doing Deadpool 2. You know, it's just...
Yeah, he's got a VO there for like about 25 days. Yeah. And the film is like three seasons.
Exactly. You know what's cool is this weekend was Eternal Con.
I saw Billy of the cry,
the weeping green arrow
all over that shit.
Now they do him and his wife Danielle also on the show.
She's Black Cat, right?
Black Canary. They do the cosplaying, and they go and essentially they know the guy who runs this thing, so they become liaisons for the autograph signers. So every year they're assigned somebody to kind of watch over, and just keep company, make sure nobody gets weird.
Oh, like the Tommy the Green Ranger guy with the pipe cleaner.
Yes.
Okay, I don't know if anyone remembers this show, but a couple years ago we were at Comic-Con, and some guy was just like, he came over to our booth and showed us his pipe cleaner dolls.
He made pipe cleaner Power Rangers.
No, just not Power Rangers, Power Ranger. It was all one Tommy the Green Ranger.
It was all just Tommy?
Yeah, and he was like, I'm going to meet him later. It's like, because this won't freak him out.
Yeah. No, that guy probably loves it. He's like, I'm relevant.
Probably not. It's just like, he probably is like, oh, that's cool.
The last thing I heard about that guy was he was super pissed he didn't get a cameo in the new one.
I'm sure. No, see, that I get.
Yeah.
I'd be a little scared if some guy's like, I make pipe cleaner dolls of all of your suits.
Anyway, so the point I was getting to, before I go off on a whole Power Rangers tangent, because I just watched that new one.
Good?
Meh. Yeah. Was this year, do you know who they were watching? Last year, it was Karen Gillan.
Wait, what do you mean who they were watching?
At the convention, who they were hanging with.
Oh, yeah.
They essentially keep them company, get them stuff when they need it, and they end up just hanging out with them for hours on end. So I ended up going with them, and like it was nice. You hung out with Karen Gillan, who's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. She was Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy.
This is last year.
Yeah, this is last year. She was she's in the new Jumanji picture. She was Doctor Who.
Oh, the redhead in the new Jumanji. She's fucking sexy.
She's hotter in person because she's statuesque, real tall.
Oh, my God.
And then the girl from Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is cool because I watch that show and I like that show. So it's cool to meet them.
That's cool,
this
man.
Year, they were hanging out with Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Who?
The little girl X-Men from Deadpool.
Oh, that's, you know, I knew that girl.
Yeah.
All right.
In the movie, she got a shaved head. Mm-hmm. In real life, hair.
Yeah, but short though. It's still a short
She's
hair.
Tiny. Yeah. Holy shit. Like, you think she would look smaller on screen because she's standing next to Colossus.
Because Billy, he's all on that Facebook shit. So like, he's posted up a ton of stuff.
He's all over it.
So like, he had a bunch of pictures with her, and like, I was like, this girl. I was saying to myself, this girl has to be somebody because like, he's like super into this fucking taking pictures with this bitch. You know, like.
No, Daniela sent me the pictures of like chilling with Negasonic. I was like, oh, right on, that's cool. I didn't get to go this year. Had a lot going on this week.
Yeah, man, shit happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was at the Nassau Coliseum, though, but when I expected the Nassau Coliseum, I expected the main floor.
No, they have a convention hall.
Yeah, they have a convention hall. It looked like the basement, to be honest with you.
On to the next thing. Power Rangers, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Bleh. Krispy Kreme, the movie.
Wasn't, what's his face in that movie? He's a great actor, man. Breaking Bad.
Yes, he's Zordon.
He's Zordon. It still sucked?
He's the best part, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. All right, the last, they don't become Power Rangers till the end.
Until the end?
Until the very end of the movie. They're Power Rangers, but they don't get the uniforms. Because the whole movie is about them putting aside their inner demons to be able to morph.
What?
Yeah, one of them's autistic. And
autistic? That's their inner demon?
One of them's gay. One of them doesn't like their dad. Finally, they morph. And then they fight Rita. But the whole movie is about the fucking Krispy Kreme. It's the most...
The donut?
Yes. Where's the thing we need to find? Where's the MacGuffin? It's under the Krispy Kreme. All right, I'm on my way to the Krispy Kreme. Oh no, they made it to the Krispy Kreme. And then Rita Repulsa walks out of the Krispy Kreme and takes a on-screen, looking at the camera, big, happy bite of a donut. And you're like, fuck you, movie. Fuck you. Not even this will make me want a Krispy Kreme. I don't like diarrhea that much.
I can't believe that. I guess Krispy Kreme paid a ton of dough to be in the movie, right?
Yeah, they must have bankrolled the whole thing.
They must have bankrolled the whole movie. Like,
they're like, here's a one stipulation. The bad guys are trying to take over the Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, they're like, oh, look, this. All right, I know you guys wrote whatever you wrote for the movie, but it has to really be revolved around a Krispy Kreme donut.
We're changing Angel Grove to Krispyville.
Yeah. Of Cream City.
Goldar is no longer made of gold, but delicious donut batter.
Yeah, the putties, they're just donuts.
They're now the donuts.
Yeah, bro.
There's this doughy looking. Fucking, what a terrible show.
They try to feed themselves to the Power Rangers. That's like, the Power Rangers get all sluggish and shit.
Yeah, right? It's like after one battle, they're like, oh, I don't feel so hot.
That's why they had to have those helmets to protect themselves from the putties to like, putting their dough in their mouths and having them eat it. So
right.
They're like, oh, we got these bitches now. Like, whack, whack.
That's why it has the fake mouth in there, mm-hmm. so that it's like deceiving them. It's like, oh, you think you could get in there? Nope.
Oh, you know what I watched this week? I started watching more of the Mystery Science Theater 3000.
The new ones.
Yes. And there was one, it was like the Beast in the Hollow Mountain. And there was a couple, two lines that literally had me cracking up.
Was that the Bigfoot one?
It's a dinosaur, bro.
Oh, that was a cowboy dinosaur one. Yeah, the cowboy dinosaur one's great.
And the opening credits, right? It was like produced with Policulus. Oh my God, I forget the stupid guy's name, but it was all right, I'll go on. I'll move on. But the other thing that made me laugh was the cowboy goes up and punches the other dude, and he was just like, He's like, body blow, uppercut. Yeah. And I just like couldn't handle it, bro. It
the like, the one line in that whole series that made me lose my mind was in the Bigfoot episode. Mm-hmm. So Bigfoot, you don't see it the whole movie. And then the little boy finally sees Bigfoot and he runs up and gives him a hug. Mm-hmm. And Bigfoot walks up like, hmm? And they go, marry Bigfoot.
Honestly, I think they did a great job with it. The pacing's a little too fast. I think there's too many.
It's rapid jokes. Fire.
So like, and sometimes like they're doing too many bits with the robots. Like the robots are flying around.
Well, they do that during like the super slow stuff where there's the one part where I forgot what movie it was, but there a rocket is slowly raising, mm-hmm. and it's a 3-minute sequence of just this rocket slowly standing upright. Mm-hmm. So they have Tom Servo flying up on screen pretending to like push it and they're going, go Tom, go Tom.
But I'm really glad that they they brought it back. I think that it's pretty quality.
It's really quality. Yeah. I really enjoy it. It scratched an itch I didn't know I had.
Yeah.
I'm like, Riff Tracks is great. I love Riff Tracks, but
it's different.
Being able to binge through fucking Mystery Science Theater.
Are they gonna make another season?
Oh fuck yeah.
And Patton Oswalt's on it too. I was like, oh cool, Patton Oswalt. They had Jerry Seinfeld in an episode.
Yeah, well he's friends with Joel Hodgson.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Because Joel Hodgson used to be a stand-up comic.
Really?
So they knew each other back in the day.
Oh, he's that old? Joel Hodgson?
He's 60.
He's 60 years old?
Yeah, he's like a 60-year-old dude. He's my parents' age.
Because Mike, he was obviously a young man when he was doing that.
Yeah, and Joel, now you see he's probably 50-something.
Yeah, he's probably like my mom's age. Like, he was probably born in
the
60s.
Yeah, all the second cast. But I love the idea of Mystery Science Theater essentially being SNL.
Yeah.
You could rotate people out, do a different cast every couple of years. You don't need the same people.
No, it's a premise. That's really, exactly. It's really gold.
And the spirit is very much there.
Absolutely. Because, you know, I think all the people that are doing the show were fans of it when they were younger, you know, or not maybe as kids, but like in college or doing whatever they were doing at that era.
The main guy, Jonah, is our age.
Yeah, he looks about our age.
He's about mid-30s. Mm-hmm. So that's us. Mm-hmm. He's our kind of... I don't know what you call him. Avatar on the show.
Yeah, he's our contemporary.
The guy who grew up watching this much like we did, where I remember trading tapes with my cousin of that show.
Dude, I remember taping that shit at late night because like it'd be something you could watch over and over again that wouldn't get old because of the comedy to it. You know, it was just so niche.
There was an episode called Jack Frost.
Oh my God, the killer fucking snowman.
No, not the killer snowman. This was a Russian movie.
Oh my God! No, I just watched that. It was on Netflix.
It's on Netflix now.
Where he gets turned into a wolf or bear or something like that.
Yeah, and there's the Baba Yaga, the witch in the house with chicken legs. Yeah, and it's bonkers. And me and my cousin watched that on repeat when we were kids. Mm-hmm. And a couple of years ago, before Netflix was really showing him, that was his birthday gift for me. Was that on DVD? Like he burned a copy.
Episode. That's a cool birthday present.
That was like the best birthday gift, just because it was like. Fuck, that was like, we spent months watching that.
Yeah.
It's the best. I love MST3K.
Yeah, honestly, one of my favorite things. Like you said, we did the Riff Tracks for years, and and then I'm glad they brought it back on Netflix. Because before that, when they started making the volumes of it, I would buy those, because that's when I was collecting DVDs.
Yeah, but you get like two or three movies.
You got four, and it was like probably they're selling them each like $8 each. It was probably like $30 for the set of volume four, but at least you were getting like 5 hours of content, and it was like, you know, it was worth it.
Yeah.
At the time, because that's before all the streaming shit happened, and like, you know, how else were you getting any of this stuff?
Yeah, that's so true. God, the amount of DVDs.
I got that Christmas 2003.
Oh, three? Fuck.
That's where I'm talking about, like, right when DVDs started getting real popular, when I was
God, the amount of money I spent on those fucking things.
I gave all mine to the troops, man.
I gotta do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty sure I told the story on here of the app I found.
No, you didn't. At least I don't remember it.
I thought I did. It's called Declutter, and you can scan things, the barcodes, and it'll tell you, and then it'll tell you how much they'll pay you for it, and then they'll let you print a shipping label, so shipping's on them. Mm-hmm. So I took the biggest, nicest DVD box set I had, James Bond.
Oh, you told me you got like $1 for it or something.
Not even. It was like 40 cents. And I was like, this isn't worth the effort of going through this, boxing it up, and going to the...
You know, the post office.
Going to the post office. I'm better off finding it like you did, like a charity.
Mm-hmm. At least you feel good about yourself.
At least you feel good.
And it's getting used again.
I want to do the same thing with a lot of comic books. They got these charities that send comics to troops and comics to sick kids. I'm like, I could get rid of so much.
Yeah, take the adult stuff, give it to the troops, and take the mutant stuff and give it to the kids.
Especially now my girlfriend's moving in with me. Mm-hmm. I got a real small place. But now room has become the thing. We need room.
Yeah.
And I have too much bullshit. Mm-hmm. So I need a way to like really just cut that in half.
Yeah, well, I thought you had a lot of your stuff, your comics, at least, at your mom's.
No, I have those.
Does she mean she would like get rid of this shit? Like,
I put them all. I wanted them.
Oh.
Because I like to flip through them now and then. Mm-hmm. So they're all in long boxes in my closet.
I'm sure that there's several ones that you won't ever get rid of. But like for the most part, a lot of those comics didn't retain their value.
And yeah.
They're not that great. Not that they're not that great. So that you're not going to go back and read them for like the 15th time.
A lot of 90s stuff I don't need.
Yeah.
And that weird era in the early 2000s where like everything was like a half-naked chick.
I thought that was with like a cyborg too, though.
It was a little different. Like there was a look in early 2000s, like Image Comics, Witchblade, Fathom, things like that. The Darkness.
Is that the video game, The Darkness?
It was based on the comic.
All right.
It was in the Witchblade universe. Getting real geeky here.
Yeah.
But anyway, I gotta lose some of that shit. They're not worth nothing.
You know, especially if it's not worth anything, man, you're better off just donating it because, you know, you feel good about it. Yeah. And then it's being something that you loved is now being used again in the same way that you intended it to. You know?
I am wondering, however, how much some of mine are worth now that they have a TV series and or a movie.
That's easily look upable, you know?
Like Jessica Jones. When I bought the first appearance of Jessica Jones, I didn't know who she was. Now she's getting season 2.
I
know your feeling on that show.
No, but well, I mean, you know, she does not respect the good dick. But no, but honestly, like, I think The Walking Dead blew up. Like, that blew up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I made bank off that one.
No, I agree with you. That was going to be worth money. But the Jessica Jones, like, I think it's a popular show in the sense of, like, the Netflix world, but it's not like a Walking Dead where it's, like, social media, everything. There's so many things. Everyone, every Sunday tunes in to see it.
You know,
that's like Jessica Jones is not like that.
Not that show, yeah.
I'm sure it enhanced the value of it, but you maybe get like $50 or something like that, which isn't bad, you know.
And Preacher's doing fuck all to raise that value.
the no one watches the show?
I don't think it's that big a hit. It's on season 2 right now. And
well, to be honest with you, you introduced me to that, and I enjoyed the hell out of it, but it's such a weird story that it's not going to have mass appeal.
They're doing cool things on the show, but it doesn't feel like the comic. I think that's the big problem. At the end of the first season, it started to. Mm-hmm. And now they're being chased by the Sand of Killers, and you'd expect, like, there's some cool moments, but then there's a lot of stuff that was never in any of the comics. There's this whole subplot with an angel that just doesn't seem to fit. They showed Hair Star in the trailer.
Oh, really?
With the scar over his eye and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm getting excited for it, but I'm still waiting for that, like, oh, fuck, I'm watching Preacher thing.
Yeah. Because the comic book and the show aren't on the same line.
It's not like the Netflix Marvel shows. I always feel like, oh, fuck, I'm watching Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Or I'm watching
Daredevil.
Mm-hmm. This one doesn't really have as much. American Gods. Oh, fuck, I'm watching American Gods.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are the characters, how I picture them. Not so much with Preacher.
I gotcha.
They can't curse. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing.
They should really have put that on a different channel.
Yeah. I mean, at least they could smoke.
Wasn't Kevin Smith trying to get that done on HBO for like ever, and then he just kind of gave up on it.
That might have been one of his things.
Because I remember him talking about it, and you know what's funny? Every time he does something with a comic book, it always kind of like putters out.
Womp womp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he never gets to do it.
You want to watch a cool documentary?
Sure.
Becoming Bond. Yeah. I don't know what made me think of that on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about George Lazenby.
That particular Bond?
Yeah.
But because he only did the one. You know who's his girl in that? Is the girl from the Tyrell family in the...
Marjorie Tyrell.
Yeah, she was fucking...
Not Marjorie, old lady Tyrell.
Yeah, her the one that's still alive.
Yeah.
The grandma. She was smoking back in the 60s. Smoking.
Now she's a prune.
But you could see it in the face, though. It's the same person.
Yeah.
Like, once you make the connection.
Well, she got better at acting, too.
Well, I mean, yeah. It's 60 years in the business.
But it's on Hulu. It's a real good documentary. And it's interesting. They do... it's George Lazenby telling his story with actual actors acting out the whole thing.
Really?
And you get a couple cool cameos. Dana Carvey plays Johnny Carson.
Oh, wow. Weird. Right.
Jeff Garland plays...
Jeff Garland plays Jeff Garland.
No, he plays Harry Saltzman.
Harry Saltzman's been a lumpy bitch.
Yeah. Lumpy old Jew.
Yeah, bro. Just a fat old Jewish dude.
Yeah.
With curly, curly hair.
Always on the brink of a heart attack.
Yeah.
No, but you'll see like a face in there and you'll be like, is that fucking, I know who that is.
You ever just look at somebody and you're like, how did you get into acting, man? Like, yeah, it's like Jeff Garland's like, you're not overly.
He was a comedian.
Yeah, but like he's not overly funny even, you know? I was like, he's always like the third dude in the show.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's like, I don't know. Like Chris Farley was the life of the, you know, like he can carry a movie. He's so funny. Right. But like a guy like Jeff Garland was
well, that's why he's a professional second banana.
He's a professional second. Yeah, I guess I don't know. What's
he's it? Hanging out with Larry David or.
He's funny in the Larry David show.
He's got that Goldberg show, which I haven't seen. Ugh. Which I heard is actually really good.
I just, it just looks so bad.
Yeah, but it's all based on like when we grew up. So it's supposed
to. The 90s?
Like late 80s, early 90s mm-hmm. or something. So it's supposed to be very nostalgic.
I have enough nostalgic things in my life.
Yeah, exactly. It's like everything we got is like geared to our nostalgia.
You know what? Because I guess we're like the what, the people buying everything now, you know?
Well,
it's
now
like,
they're doing nostalgic things for the people who grew up after us. And I'm grumpy and I don't like it. And I think the Power Rangers was a bad movie.
That's still, like, I mean, we were a little late to the party. Oh, I'm sorry, a little, like, that was a little late to the party for us. But it was still like, we remember it, you know, like.
Yeah. I guess the moment I felt like an old man in my life was when I went to a bar that was an 80s themed bar when I was in college. Mm-hmm. And it became a 90s themed bar.
So it we're the old people now.
The graphics got better. It became SNES instead of NES. Instead of an Atari. It's
16-bit.
It got, no, literally, Super Mario World shit instead of Pac-Man. And I was like, oh my God, I think I'm getting old.
Yeah. When was it Jet City, Danielle's band, we went to see them. And I kind of felt old because like I'm sitting in this bar and you know I'm listening to these songs and I'm like, yeah, that was 1993. Yep, that was 1996. And I was like, Jesus Christ, man. These songs are like 20 plus years old.
They played
old.
A song from like, what was that? Hoobastank. That was like 2000.
Yeah, that was the newest song they played, like 2001 or something like
2001.
That.
2001. And you're like, fuck, that was like 16 years ago.
Yeah, that's so long ago. Like, that made me feel worse than like the 80s stuff because I don't remember the 80s stuff. I like the songs and everything, but I couldn't place where I was when that came out.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So it's like, all right, take me home tonight. Love that song. But yeah, you know, I associate that with. That song, you know, that's all I have to associate it with in that era. But like, right. I don't like Creep. I was like, man, I remember that video. I remember watching that on MTV.
I remember buying that album.
Yeah, man, that's another great album. They started off with Stone Temple Pilots, man. I was just like, I remember like the art and the album.
Yeah,
and
it was Cracker Man, so it's not, it was like a deep cut song. That was the opening of that CD.
Yeah.
I remember buying that fucking CD with allowance money.
Yeah. Being like, shit, yeah, we're old.
Yep.
Super old.
I'm going to text Danielle and tell her stop playing Hoobastank. It's making me feel bad.
Yeah, because if that's old, and that I felt that was like after I was in high school.
That was old enough for me to be in college, be like, not for me.
That's what everyone said yeah. collectively. I was shocked when they played it because when they started playing it, right? I'm like, I know this, but I haven't heard it in a long time.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that because it's fucking Hoobastank.
And it's funny too with. Like my girlfriend, she doesn't know some of these songs too because they were so old. Before her time.
Well, she's what age?
She's gonna turn 27 in 2 weeks.
So she's rather like 8 years younger than us. Like,
yeah.
All right. So yeah, man, shit. Like when she was growing up, it was like the odds really. That's what
she grew up. High school. She was born in 1990.
Yeah.
So if a song's out in 1993, no memory.
So she knows like "Sexy Back." Like that's like, man, I remember where I was when "Sexy Back" came out.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
It's like, do you remember the album "Core"? What?
I find it funny when I talk to her about like video games, mm-hmm. and she'll get nostalgic about video games, but it's all Nintendo 64
or PS2.
Yeah, or I'll be like, "Oh man, I remember playing this game and that game on Super Nintendo." She'll be like, "Oh, what was the game? You were like a robot." I'm like, "That was fucking GoldenEye."
Yeah, man. It was my one of my good friends, Cody. He's like
like 22 or something.
Yeah, he's born 1996, right? And he just graduated college a year ago. And I'm in his car, and he has radio on, and it's 311 Down plays Sublime. And then it was like a third song from like the mid-90s.
Yeah.
Like, let's say Smashing Pumpkins. And I'm like, what the fuck are you playing this music? You know what I'm saying? Like, is this like your 80s kid? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like how I would rock, you know, when I was younger, I'd roll around, listen to some like, you know, Guns N' Roses.
It's like how I used to like Leonard Skinner a lot. And I thought they were old school.
Yeah, man. It's like, is it like that?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man. It is like that.
It is like that.
I was in middle school when that song came out, boy.
Always reminds me of my dad because we were at my parents' house and he had the radio on, classic rock, mm-hmm. and they played like Metallica. And I went, oh, man, my shit's on the classic rock station. He goes, I don't want to hear it. My shit's oldies.
Yeah.
Like, They play mine on B103.
Half the people in these songs are dead, Pete.
Yeah. It was like, fuck, my generation's dead.
God damn. They're slowly going down.
God damn it, Chris Cornell.
Do you think that they'll actually give like a press headline when Hoobastank guy dies?
No.
They're like, Hoobastank question mark? Guy dies?
Guy dies?
Exclamation point.
You know what that's called? Question mark. I just learned this. Question mark, exclamation point.
What does that mean?
That actually has a name.
What is it?
An interrobang.
Okay, well, what is it? The I guess like it's confusion but excitement?
It's an exclaimed question. Oh. If you see like, who the fuck are you? Question mark, exclamation point, interrobang.
All right. All right, well, that's good to know. I never even...
Trivia.
You know. Did you get that right or wrong?
I got... Oh, fuck. We had the final... I didn't tell you about the...
How'd you do?
Fifth.
Fifth out of how many in the finals?
19.
All right, so there you go. Did you get a card?
No. This was for $1,000.
Only for $1,000? There was no like...
Top three prizes, $1,500, $250.
And then anything for, you know, lesser people?
Nah, consolation stuff. Gift card to the main event the fourth placer, which is like a sports bar.
Mm-hmm. But that's still cool. You get the gift card.
Yeah. Fucking hardest thing I've ever been a part of. God damn, we were...
The teams were way better, I'm assuming, right?
These are the top smarties on Long Island to play this. So the team that won mm-hmm. was a team of college professors.
Really?
Yeah. Like we went in over and like said hey to them mm-hmm. afterwards. And they're like, yeah, I'm a physics professor. Yeah, I do. I'm a history professor. We're like, fuck. We never stood a chance. I'm a dipshit.
These two over here, man.
These two dummies. Some of the hardest fucking questions I've ever heard. I'm lucky there was like some weird dinosaur question that I randomly knew.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jurassic Park.
It was due to the herringbone configuration of its spine, what dinosaur's name translates to dual panel?
I have no idea.
Diplodocus.
Diplodocus.
Yeah, I remember that shit from back in the day.
You must have got like a weird Dino Rider toy from like an ant.
After I got that one, I stood up on my chair and yelled, fuck you. Yeah. I am the smartest man alive!
Hear me roar!
Oh, it was tough. It was fucking hard shit.
You were yelling at God himself.
Yeah. I'm coming for you! And it didn't hurt that normally we do it like at night at a bar where you can have a beer and just kind of relax and do it. Mm-hmm. This was at like 10 a.m.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We talked about it. And you were like, did you get your day drink going?
No, I did not. I had a water and I had a quesadilla.
It was at a bar, though, right?
It was at like a restaurant.
All right. So the whole point to have it at a restaurant is so that the restaurant gets more business. But, yeah. But people were...
People were drinking.
All right.
I saw a couple day beers floating around.
Were they eating? People eating?
I ate.
All right. So everyone was eating at least.
Yeah. People got food. Made me sick all day.
Really? What'd you get?
Quesadilla.
Oh.
Really? Good.
Good?
At first.
No.
Bad later.
I had a parfait yesterday that kind of disagreed with me.
A parfait?
I'm on my diet thing, so I was like, I want some strawberry whipped cream type thing.
Yeah.
And I can't handle the cream so much because you don't eat it ever, and then I eat it on, you know, the one day a week.
The body's sensitive now.
Yeah, it's like, ooh! And then, I have my own thing now. It's the exotic Oreos, man. It's by exotic Oreos. I got Cinnabon ones upstairs, birthday cake, and...
Birthday cake ones are no joke.
I love them. And then I'm ordering Mississippi Mud ones.
Mississippi Mud?
Yeah, they got blueberry. They got there's like a 50, 80 flavors of that.
Jesus Christ.
I know it's a big jump, but there's like around 50 flavors.
This is a world I'm not exposed to.
I know, man. And I was like, all right, since I have my cheat day, I might as well get really cheaty with it, right? So I was like, I like Oreos, but exotic Oreos. Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I order them on Amazon, man. They pretty much sell them for like how much a box of Oreos is. And it's just like, oh, I got all the cool flavors.
I wonder why I haven't seen these things floating around.
So they usually the store will have one bonkers flavor. Like, but you said you had birthday cake.
I've seen the birthday cake ones.
Like, me too. But like, I bet you if you go to Alabama, they have like lemon meringue pie.
It's like Japan. Japan has weird
squid.
Like Twix, green tea flavored Twix and shit. Or no, Kit Kats. Kit Kats. Sorry.
It's green tea flavored chocolate.
Yeah.
It's like wah wah.
Like they take their Kit Kats and they make them wacky.
Nothing. No mas.
No mas. Green tea is not a flavor you want.
You know what? Foreign desserts stink usually. Not European so much, but like third world desserts.
You're just saying Asia. You could just say Asia.
No, because South America too. Actually, no, I had plantains. Are pretty good.
Flan?
Asian desserts. Indian desserts are no good too.
I like Indian.
Well, they're Asian. No, Indian desserts.
I'm trying to think of an Indian dessert.
No, Indian food is good.
Indian food is good.
I like the chicken masala, chicken tikka masala. The
not bread. Indian, by the way.
Not Indian?
Chicken tikka masala is British. British Indian.
Well, good for the Brits. That's a
trivia.
You know what? That's the only thing that tastes good in British cuisine. Like, yeah. Other than ale.
Like a good shepherd's pie. That's got to be British.
Okay. That's not bad.
They just boil shit. That's their deal.
Yeah. Their food ain't special. They got good beer, though.
Yeah. They like their Guinness room temperature. I always thought that was weird.
How they serve it may not be the best, but
they found a way to take a good thing, make it kind of shitty.
Yeah. Also, every time anyone ever goes to England, they're always like, "Bring your own salt." I'm a little bland here.
Bring your board the plane with a shaker of salt.
Yeah, what's this for? Food sucks over there, man.
I do as Jimmy Buffett instructs. My lost shaker of salt.
All right, man. You want to get to the news?
Yeah,
let's do reminiscing.
Let's do some news.
All right. I don't know why I told you that, and I didn't have.
And you didn't have the sound clip ready.
Yeah, I didn't. Yep, yep. Oh, there it is.
Lou leaves, everything falls apart.
Yeah. Well, we managed to fill 45 seconds. I'm sorry, 45 minutes.
Grab some booze, get rid of those blues. It's the Macho Man and Peyton Black. Now let's go to the news. Oh, yeah.
45 seconds. Could you imagine if that was 45 seconds? You would have, like, tripped out.
You would have been like, panic mode. Like, we gotta be talking for at least a half.
Bro, I think I'm on cocaine.
Yeah.
Time is slowed down.
Jesus Christ. I came clean last night, told my girlfriend all my old cocaine stories.
Oh, yeah?
There aren't many, but there's enough.
So I was doing coke, and how else did it go?
Basically, I wake up someplace weird. Stole like a Google Maps truck or something, you know. All that kind of fun. Anyway, let's do a news story. Dakota County, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. A man gets pulled over. Well, let me start over. I feel like I'm just kind of browsing this thing.
Kind of skimming a little bit.
Man gets arrested.
All right.
And he was getting booked, had an outstanding warrant. He had a method, though, of getting loose. In his wallet, he had saved what he thought to be a real get-out-of-jail-free card.
From Monopoly?
It was an actual Monopoly get out of jail free card.
Well, the cops like, ha 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 ha, bomb.
They said, we appreciate the humor, A for effort. Thing is, I don't think he was faking. They said this guy specifically presented the card like, I believe this should be enough.
Excuse me, officer, but I have one of these.
They say he was actually, this is a quote from the story, he was actually carrying the card in case he was taken into custody.
Well, why not carry more than one?
If
you believed it for real, right? Why not carry like a deck of them?
I don't think he needs, knew that this was a Monopoly thing. I think he just found this card and was like, shit, yeah.
Ooh.
It's like finding a good coupon.
I'll be going my way, officer.
Yeah. I hate to burn this, but.
I hate to burn this.
I gotta be home.
Yep, wife's got the food on the grill for me.
Exactly. Kids got to go to school, got to pack the lunches. Yeah, now seems like the time.
Yeah, so obviously he got arrested. What did he get arrested for?
He had like some sort of outstanding warrant. It doesn't really go into it too much. But right. Apparently it just caught up with him.
Oh, well, that's funny. I enjoy a good
I appreciate the
story.
The chutzpah there.
Yeah.
Of like, imagine being that level of intelligence.
Balls too. A lot of balls in that guy.
Yeah, right. He's like, I'd like to get out of jail free and take a peek in that community chest.
Yeah. You also owe me $25 from a tax return.
Yeah. I am a railroad owner.
Do you think he was on the way to the bank to collect his bank error in his favor?
Right. He found out he won a beauty pageant.
Ooh. I'm headed to the local Knights of Columbus. I don't know where they have a beauty pageant.
Yeah, I need to claim the deed for my new railroad. All right, we did a story, I think it was last week, about the KFC sandwich launch into orbit. Not much to this story. I just thought I'd follow up and tell you that they did indeed launch the chicken into the atmosphere. The troposphere. It is now floating at an altitude between 50,000 and 80,000 feet above the Earth. And will return in a few days. This is not an edible sandwich.
I'm sure you would get like Hulk syndrome, right? Like, it's just being fried in the
You wouldn't like me when I get angry. Why? Turn into a big chicken. Big green chicken.
Yeah, right, man.
It's the bulk. No. Anyway, yeah, they pumped this thing so full of chemicals so that it wouldn't, because it's a PR stunt, so they want it to arrive back looking nicely. Mm-hmm. So nobody's going to take it off the balloon and be like, zinger sandwich.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if they, like, hired a vagrant to eat it?
I think that should be the stunt.
He would, like, try to chew it, and his teeth would melt before it hit the chicken. He'd be like,
look, we talked about comic books a lot. Mm-hmm. I thought at this point we would have actual superheroes. So maybe it's time to start rolling some dice.
Yeah, man, KFC, man. Can you imagine, like, what would your superpower be?
You turn into a giant irradiated chicken monster.
Like a Family Guy thing? Just be able to take a punch real well and get into a street fight?
Yeah, exactly. Epic brawls, come on.
I feel that you knew all the powers of 12 spices. You perfectly season anything that comes your way. You
perfectly season. Yeah. It's not very useful.
It's like you like Jubilee, like, you know, like, just but seasoning.
It's like, oh my God, paprika.
Well, they're so good. What are they? Is it paprika? Is it rosemary in it? I can't tell you.
Stand back. Cumin.
The seasoner.
The seasoner. Mm-hmm. It's up there with the condiment king.
You've been seasoned.
All right, next one. Let's see. This is another kind of just dumb thing, but I always appreciate fashion being ridiculous.
Oh, ridiculous. All right.
Prada is selling a $185 money clip. That money clip is shaped like a paper clip. So essentially, you are buying a $185
paper clip. Is it made of any precious metal?
It's, let's see if I could find that. I believe it's made of sterling silver.
Okay, so
it's a paper clip. So it's 6.2 centimeters long and 2.5 centimeters wide. So the size of, get this, a large paper clip, the kind that you have in your office, undoubtedly. And after you buy it, you don't have any money to clip together because you just spent $185 on a paper clip and you're bad with money.
Yeah, I got to say that this is just like a fuck you to poor people.
This is the biggest fuck you to poor people.
Yeah, I got enough money. Like $200 on a paperclip?
Like, shit. It does say the word Prada on it. Mm-hmm. I have a photo here. Let's see if where you're sitting you could tell the difference between that and a paperclip.
It looks a little thicker than a paperclip.
It's maybe a little more squared off.
Mm-hmm. It's a more robust paperclip.
It's really
nice one.
Yeah. Here's the problem is, like, I get people like their fidget stuff now.
That became very popular, man.
They're just pogs.
Is there a game you play with it?
No. But remember, we had pogs. We needed, like, every pog. Mm-hmm. I watched my nephew with the fidget spinners. And he wants one of each color.
There's one that you would actually really like. It's the Quidget thing. It's the little thing that the Harry Potter fuckers chase after.
The Snitch.
The Snitch. It looks like the one in the movie, you know? And I was like, oh, well, that looks good.
Yeah, that I almost bought one.
Yeah?
Because it was red, white, and blue. When you spin it,
American flag?
It looks like the Captain America shield.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Like, it had a little star in the middle. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, right on. That's kind of cool. I wouldn't mind it. But then I actually tried one of them, and they're dumb, and they don't do anything.
I
love how everyone loses their mind over this shit.
I was tempted, like, at the cash register to buy one, but I was like, this is, like, for special people, man. It's like, this says, like, oh, this is for autistic people. I don't want people to think I'm autistic. So I was like, all right.
Nah, it's just for kids. It's just a thing kids are into. We had 1,000 things like it before. Everyone needs to calm the fuck down because they don't matter. They'll be done by September.
My favorite thing with the fidget spinner was there was a bulldog sleeping on his back, and some kid put a bunch of fidget spinners on him and just started spinning them. And so the dog was
sitting there with the bucket. Like spinning plates?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's fun. Yeah, the reason this even entered the story was that Twitter had a bad reaction to this stupid thing, and they basically just, nothing all that even clever, they just started getting shitty about it. Mm-hmm. Twitter's good like that.
Yeah, you know, you think that people on social media would have less rash reactions to things, but
what? Wait, I don't know what social media you're on, but
there should be you should get a license before you go onto the internet. Like it should be like a car almost, where like you gotta
like an IQ test.
Not an IQ test so much as like a, all right, man, like there's proper ways to do things about like living your life.
Nah, then we would have a different president. I'm just gonna say that.
Well, yeah, but that's the first step, though, you know. Like, you know, it's the
vetting process.
We've gotten here, and the here is not so great. So, like, you know, I think we need to, like, you have to earn your internet, you know? It can't just be given.
You have to solve a series of word problems.
No, I meant like, I guess so. Like, you know, like a driver's test almost. It's like, okay, like, oh, no, you see it there? You're starting a fight with a guy on Facebook.
They should just put like a camera in your car and just watch your road rage reactions. Because I think it's all the same. I think there's a direct correlation. If you're like, no, you go ahead. Then fine, you're in. If you just start screaming faggot out the window at people,
yeah,
you should probably not have an internet connection.
No, yeah. If you're just throwing down some four-letter words just to rile people up.
Although I do like the Brian Posehn thing where you yell out of your car ethnic slurs to the wrong ethnicities.
Like,
if you see a pretty lady walk down the street, just go, faggot! And she'll just look at you like, I'm a pretty lady.
I actually would, I think it'd be funny to knock pretty ladies down a peg. Like, everyone's so fucking nice to them. So everyone just kind of dicks.
Don't worry about upsetting the pretty ladies. The age 40 does that for us.
Yeah.
Can you imagine everyone like is obsessed with your looks and treats you one way for your entire life, and then you hit an age where you're just not so pristine no more?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Life hits you.
I guess it's a eventual snowball, you know? It looks like it's far off, but it's not. It eventually gets to you.
It's the opposite of the nerd in high school who everyone picks on, and then he ends up owning like an internet company.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden he's got to bang models just to prove a point.
Yeah, but what if they rise to the top and they marry like a really successful person and they just never reach that level?
Well, then they've never known actual love.
That's not necessarily true.
I'm going to just venture a guess.
Because look, let's say the guy's, you know, he's doing well, right? He marries this dope broad. I'm sure he loves the shit out of her, man. Yeah. You know, like, all right, let's say you're except you have like seven more figures in your bank account, right?
Yeah.
And you married a hot girl. Wouldn't you love the shit out of that chick?
Probably.
Yeah. So they got love, man.
I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying. Knock them down a peg.
Knock them down a peg.
Hey, call them a fucking dirty bitch to their face. And then just compliment an ugly girl while you're at it.
Yeah. Walk up to them with a flower and give it to the dopey one-eyed chick next door. The one with the extra love handles.
I feel bad for ugly women. I do, because like they get no love, bro.
They're I know. We got this new girl at work, and she's literally double my weight.
Oh, man.
And I feel bad that I think I am kind of mean to her.
You remember a long time ago when you worked with me, that big fat chick that worked with us?
Yeah.
And I remember I turned into Rodney Dangerfield one day. I saw her breakfast, and I didn't realize her breakfast was like this... this monster protein bar. It had to be like 800 grams of protein.
That was not a protein bar. That was a protein log.
It was like 18 servings of it.
Yeah.
And it
you
was like
feed a small family with that.
Like a big fucking 22 can of NOS or something. Like, I'm like, who's eating this? Like for breakfast. Like, what are you doing? Climbing a mountain? And then like I'm sitting there killing this, like these two products. And then she like walks in, like, oh, this is my breakfast. Like, my bad. Like,
she was a big gal.
She was so fat.
She was a big fat.
Her fucking ankles were like the size of like tree trunks, man.
Cankles.
Oh, God. They were so fat. And she wore those sandals. And I was like, your feet are ugly, bitch. I hate your feet. Yeah. And I hate looking at them.
That's the thing with the chick at work now is like she'll show up behind me and I'll just – she's just standing.
Mm-hmm.
She's just standing there. And all you hear is – I'm just struggling to breathe. You're not even moving. You are struggling to breathe. Turn your life around.
The guy I work with is like that, and I shouldn't fat shame just because, you know, I was fat for a long time, and but like he didn't breathe in, and he's chewing his food like, and like I'm just wondering, it's like, yo, would a barrage of fists make my point clear to this guy? Like, it's coming, it's like, no, like, stop chewing like that, you fucking asshole.
Oh, that is the thing that gets me the worst is that mouth noise, that chewing noise.
I know, because he has a hard time breathing, right? So, like, he's got to breathe as he eats. So, like,
just,
and I wouldn't even care if it was, like, a 20-minute eats his lunch, whatever, but he's eating all day, man. Like, and then, like, I clean up. I took, you know, upon myself to keep our area tidy now, and I'm cleaning up every day. And there's just so many, like, Cheetos. He gets a bag of, the party mix.
Like, right, Chex, so
it's like
Mix stuff?
Yeah, it's like Chex Mix, but it's not Chex Mix. It's like the Dipsy Doodle brand of that shit.
Of course, it's the one with more fucking powdered cheese.
Yeah, so it's like got Cheetos and all that shit. And like there's Cheetos underneath the desk. It's like, and I know this dude because here's the thing, man. He lays out his party mix and he categorizes them. Ugh. And then he eats them in like whatever.
Oh, level. He's OCD.
Yeah, so like he'll eat the pretzels first because they're the weakest. And then he'll eventually get to those Cheetos, which are like his fave, right? And then like I'm like, bro, I know you knew you dropped the whole Cheeto. Like, there's no way you didn't know.
Yeah.
You saw it drop and you're like, fuck it. I'm not getting that Cheeto.
His thought process was like, fuck, I really want that Cheeto. I really want that Cheeto. I ain't bending down, though.
Yeah, I don't care about it being on the floor or anything. Yeah. If I could reach it, it's mine.
Like, yeah, right? Like, if you had one of those little claw handles, mm-hmm. he'd have that Cheeto.
Yeah. And well, I guess it makes me ultra annoyed that I work, because I work with him and I ask him to do something and he's constantly like trying not to do something. So I was like, you know, I explained to him the problem we're having for one of the machines. He's like, oh, you just got to turn it on and off. I'm like, well, get up there and turn it off, buddy. Like, it's your fucking job, you know?
Fucking burn a calorie.
Yeah, man. But like, he's got Frankenstein shoes because his feet are all fucked up. I hate this guy. I don't know, because he's lazy. If he's like a fat guy that's like doing what he's got to do, then whatever. But like,
yeah, seriously,
lumbering around, just hate him.
I hate him. I never met him.
Yeah, man, you would hate, dude. You would hate this guy.
I feel like I get this bum rap of like Pete hates fat
people. You're old G fat people hater. I'm surprised you hung out with me as long as you did.
I got nothing against fat people.
You do.
I got a problem with like useless fat people.
You have the eye of the thin guy. You're just like, I hate this dude.
I see him coming down the street. I'm like, I'm going to have to move.
Sweat.
I'm going to have to do the little like slide by technique because you're too fat to pull that off. And if I do touch you, you're going to be sweaty. You're going to be wet and weird and it's going to smell bad. Fucking don't eat Burger King tonight.
Yeah,
that's all you got to do. Just not eat that shit. God damn it. I'm going off on a rant.
I know, because you're letting hate free, Pete, and it's been too long. It's been too long since you've shamed fat people. I think, honestly, you're getting all amped up.
Yeah, seriously. I had this conversation earlier today, too. But it's like, I don't like this whole, like, anti-fat shaming thing. Body shaming is what they call it now.
You love it. You don't like it.
I'm for it. Oh, this plus-size model was bullied online because she's plus-size. Well, maybe she should fucking do some sit-ups. Because, God damn it, nobody wants to see that shit.
The online bullying thing is crazy to me. It's like these people are committing suicide over online bullying. It's like, just turn your shit off, bro.
They go offline. I haven't posted anything to Facebook in years.
Punch that motherfucker in his face, and I'm sure he'll stop writing shit about you. Like, my cousin is a little faggot. And I know it's a weird transition, right?
That came out of left field.
And, like, my aunt's telling me, like, you know, he was really good at tennis, right? And some kid threw a tennis ball at him and like confronted, like got in his face because he obviously he's the best kid, whatever. So like, so what he did was he avoided confrontation and quit tennis. And I'm like, you go back there, tell him that he ain't coming home unless you fight that kid. Like, just beat the shit out of that kid. Tell him if he's too small, tell him to take his tennis racket and smash him in the back of the head with it.
Yeah.
Like,
no, that's it. I got bullied when I was a kid.
Who didn't?
You know what my parents?
Mark Lesnar didn't probably.
Probably not. The dude's a
beast. He was doing the bullying for sure.
Yeah, that dude probably a lot of swirlies. A
lot of beat. People were beat up.
Yeah, like hanging from flagpoles.
See, that's the kids I feel bad for. When your bully's Brock Lesnar, you're like, yeah. Oh, God.
He probably in grade school was coming out to that music.
Yeah.
Like, you just hear that guitar blaring and you're like, oh, fuck, Brock's coming.
Oh, no. He can lift me out my shoes.
No, but the point I was going to make is like, I got my ass handed to me a few times. It happens. Mm-hmm. My dad wasn't like, I hate when people do this, by the way. Like, this is why I'm better. But, like, I do like what my dad did. And that's, he, instead of being like, you got to quit the soccer team because that boy's being mean to you. He was like, no, put on these boxing gloves.
Yeah.
And he taught me how to throw a punch.
There you go.
And I never hit the kid, mm-hmm. but it gave me a little confidence.
There you go, man. You know, it's perseverance, man. Like, people in this life will test you. And if you fucking back off, they know, okay, that's the dude I can fuck with because he ain't going to do shit. The guy who goes up to the guy that you fuck with and he pops you right in the mouth.
Yeah.
That's not the guy
you're going to fuck with. That's the last time you're going to fuck with him.
Yeah. Or unless you just love it, man. Like, I don't know. So that's your thing.
Hey, if that's your kink.
Yeah.
You know.
But more or less, nine times out of ten, that's the last time that guy is going to fuck with you.
No. Chances are, my brother, his best friend, mm-hmm. you know him as Deutsch. Oh, yeah. Deutsch was his grade school bully. And Eric, my brother, popped him.
Yeah,
in the fifth grade. Lifelong friends.
Yep, funny story. Different era. My uncle, same thing. He was fucking with this kid. Kid popped him in his mouth, and he was like, hey, man, you want to hang out? Like,
that's what I'm saying. My brother and Deutsch, best friends for 20 years now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's making me feel old.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric's 30.
Yeah. I remember they were kids because we were a decent amount older than them. We were like about 5-6 years older than them.
Eric was born in 86. We were 4 years older.
Yeah, all right.
But yeah, how crazy is that shit? My brother's having a kid.
Which one, Adam?
Adam.
Wow.
That's that.
Are you ever going to join the ranks?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah, all right. Good. You're gonna make an honest woman out of your girl eventually.
Yeah, they're gonna do that.
I'm glad for you, man.
Moving in now. That's a big step for me.
Yeah, you've never with Carrie, but that was more or less her deal. You know, like you were there a lot, and you was kind
of.
I
moved in without giving up my place.
Yeah,
I dextered the situation where I had my solo pad.
Oh, yo, you got good news, man. Why don't you say you got a new thing going on for you?
Got a new job.
Yeah, congratulations,
Peter. Brand new job.
More responsibility. Good, man.
Just doing some interesting projects. Mm-hmm. Still in the graphic design realm.
Good, man. You know what?
It's designing T-shirts.
Yeah, man. You're doing. Yeah. Honestly, man, the steps forward in this life are always good, man. Yep. Congratulations with your job, man. Hopefully, it's everything you want, and then you move up. But still, man, you're always moving up, man.
Appreciate it, because you never stop the hustle.
You can't, man. You sound so white when you said that, by the way.
No, but that's true. That's the art world. That's what you do. You hustle. You fucking. I'm working till 2 a.m. every night, like on side projects and freelance projects, and it is. It's just you keep the momentum. And eventually things meet your level, and then you got to step it up again. Mm-hmm. So
that's life, man. Once you prove yourself, you got to prove yourself again.
So I'm looking forward to starting this thing and then moving on to the next. If I'm being honest, just keep it going.
Great, man. Congratulations again.
I appreciate it. Girlfriend starts her job tomorrow, her brand new gig. Oh,
congratulations for her too,
man.
All
good. Money is a bitch.
No, man. You just, what do you want to say about money, man? They always make more, man.
Yeah, I'm trying.
No, man, just once you know what it is? I saw a funny picture. It was a cool cartoon. It was a young man, and he was chasing after money. Then it was a middle-aged man, and he had a little bit of money, but the money was still in front of him. Then it was an old man, and he had it all in his hands, and then the cliff.
Yeah, that's life.
Yeah.
That is life. What was the movie? I forgot what movie the quote was, but it was like the same thing. It was about money and women.
Mm-hmm.
It was you lose a lot of money chasing women. You never lose women chasing money.
No, that's another truth.
I want to say that's like some Chris Rock movie. I don't know why that just hit me. All right, let's do another news story.
All right.
I got another one. This one comes from Oviedo, Florida, a place I've never heard of, where a guy spent a few months in lockup after pulling him over and finding what looked like crack cocaine in his car. Turns out he was a handyman. It was just some drywall dust.
Oh, my God.
It's plaster dust.
Did he get in trouble?
He spent 90 days in prison.
90 days? They didn't test that at all?
He was on probation for a 2015 drug charge. So I think they just did not give this guy the benefit of the doubt. The cop saw the powder, assumed that it was crack cocaine.
Long story short, he got a get-out-of-jail-free card, which he lost.
Right? If only he just kept that card. Watch, it's the same guy.
Yeah.
Like, I just got the news stories mixed up. No, but apparently the powder came back with a false positive for drugs.
What?
Yeah, like a drug sniffing dog sniffed it and barked at it. But as it turns out, when they did a further test of it, was actually plaster. Just plain old plaster.
You know, dogs are like almost like human beings. Like, they have emotions, and you know, they like certain people, they don't like people. Maybe that dog's just like, he knew, because the dog knows the deal. He knows like they want him to like find something.
Yeah.
Eventually, after going on a certain number of calls, he probably gets the deal.
Yeah.
And he's probably like, fuck this guy.
We need a dog. We need a dog translator, because what he was barking is like, nope, not drugs. And they're like, fuck, it's drugs. Get him.
This right here, it's drywall.
Yeah. I know drywall.
Somehow I picture the dog sipping a cup of coffee telling him that, I don't know.
That's his I believe that is crack cocaine. This actually comes on the back of a arrest last year. This guy only spent 10 hours in lockup, but they mistook donut frosting for meth.
Whew.
Took him in.
I feel like that's sometimes the case, man. Donut frosting is that good.
That's another Florida one, too.
Oh, yeah. I imagine Florida's really into their meth.
What would give you that impression?
And their bath salts and their hardcore narcotics, yeah.
All right, let's do a story out of China. We always like a good Chinese story.
Mm-hmm.
This one involves China Southern Airlines, a delay and evacuation of 150 passengers for several hours on a plane because an 80-year-old woman wanted to bless the flight and wish good luck upon it by throwing a handful of change into the engine.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't even go on the plane.
She just whipped a handful of nickels.
Yeah, but if you know that your plane you were going on had a handful of nickels in the engine, you'd be like,
They promptly stopped everything. took these people off the plane and got to work on it. Like,
I wouldn't care if they worked on it. It's not like a thing where it's like, all right, we got the hose connected. It's like, there's a ton of nickels in this bitch. Like, you could have missed a couple.
I would have kicked this old broad. Be like, enough of your witchcraft, bitch. Give it the big boot.
Yeah, right? Kicked her face off.
Yeah, all this over what translates to about 25 cents American.
Oh, that must have been like three bags of nickels or whatever, the yen.
It's a good handful of change.
Oh, my God. It is a good handful of change.
Yeah. So it's a 1.7 yuan, which is about 25 cents American.
Which is a good fistful of yuan.
Yeah. Which is the worst Western. A fistful of yuan.
A fistful of yuan.
But yeah, fucking, all right. This is another thing I rally against, but keep your fucking dopey religion out of this. Like, don't throw shit at engines. You should know better.
Yeah, well, they're China. I don't know if they know it better. This could be the first time this woman's ever been on a plane. She's
an 80-year-old Buddhist. Like, learn how a plane works.
Learn how a plane works.
Like, you don't throw shit into engines.
Again, man, you know, maybe you need that little, like, a litmus test before you get aboard on a plane.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in fairies? Do you believe in heaven?
Let's just say...
Have you ever had a conversation with an angel?
What's to say the plane was crashing? What would be your first instinct to do? It's like, oh, man, so whip my dick out? All right, you're off.
I would whip it out and smack this old bro in the head with it. Be like, find Nirvana now, cunt.
That would be your last moments on Earth? Mm-hmm. Damn.
Spiteful like that. And then I'd spit on a fat person.
Oh, of course. No, you should run through the aisles doing it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, if you're nosediving, all right, I guess... This is my worst fear is crashing in a plane, but I'm going to unbuckle because you're going to get that zero G effect.
The vomit coming.
Yeah. So like, if I'm going to go.
At least one experience floating.
Yeah. You know, I figure you're not surviving it, man. There's no chance. You know, it's going to be, whoosh, right. You know, it's like you're going to blow, crash into the Death Star type of shit. Right?
Yeah, seriously. You're going down like fucking Porkins.
Yeah, man. That was such a, I was like, first of all, are there any, like, restrictions to these X-Wings? At least put any old motherfucker in
them? A tiny little cockpit.
Yeah, he's like, oh, they're behind me.
They're following me.
It's like, who gave this guy a license to fly one of these?
Yeah, it's like, you can't even reach the stick.
Nah, man.
Look at you with your gunt.
Your gunt. Oh, man. All right, Pete.
All right. Well, I brought this story for Lou, so let's do it in his honor. Oscar Mayer has unleashed the newest member of their fleet. You know, they got the Wienermobile. They got a Wiener cannon I didn't know about.
They got a Wiener copter?
Is
it a copter?
The Wiener drone. It flies around and drops hot dogs. And it looks like, I don't know if you can see the picture, it looks like a hot dog.
That is cute. That is.
It's actually adorable. Mm-hmm. And it's right next to the Wiener scooter with its Wiener sidecar.
Let's just say you were sitting, you know, waiting online for something. Like, let's say you're at a theme park and an Oscar Mayer drone comes down, hands you a hot dog and an ice cold lemonade. Would your faith in humanity be regained?
My faith in Oscar Mayer sure would. I mean, grabbed it. You know what? There's a lot of shitty things happening in this world, but at least these motherfuckers are bringing joy to people's faces.
It's like, oh my God, a hot dog and an ice cold drink? Thank you, Oscar Mayer.
Does your drone dispense condiments at all? Like,
you're like, ketchup? No!
Where's the relish?
I'm a mustard guy.
Mustard on ketchups versus hot dogs on ketchup. Where do you fall?
I can do either, and I can do both at the same time.
I like a swirl. Mm-hmm. I'm a swirler. People look down on ketchup on hot dogs.
I like it. You know, I actually grew up with ketchup. That was the first thing my mom would
put on New York. In New York, you put ketchup on everything. Mm-hmm. That's a weird thing that other states don't do. I remember having a when I was a kid, I didn't like mustard. And I was in Connecticut, mm-hmm. got a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Had the mustard on it.
Had mustard on it. Mm-hmm. It was mind-blowing. Who would want such a thing?
I remember the first time I got a McDonald's burger outside of New York, and it was like, is there mustard on this? I was like, why would it be different?
Yeah.
It's McDonald's. Like,
exactly. You think it's a regional thing. It's weird.
Yeah, man. I actually don't mind the mixing of the condiments. Like, I could do mayo and ketchup too. That's a good one.
No, in adulthood, I love mustard. Mm-hmm. I'll put mustard on whatever.
I like the golden browns. I don't like the yellow mustard so much.
Yeah, yellow mustard's a bit.
Honestly, I've become a connoisseur a little bit, or a snob maybe. I actually sometimes go no condiment, and I'm just like, I just want to taste the hot dog.
That's the weirdest snobbery I've ever heard. I want my ground intestinal meat to be pure.
Well, I've been getting these boar's head ones, man. They're really good. A good snap. Are you a natural casing or no casing at all?
Depends.
I like the snap. Like the...
I like a good snap. Mm-hmm. You need a snap.
You need a snap to a hot
with dog. A hot dog.
Yeah.
With a sausage, I like cutting the casing off.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, that, yeah, but do you make something with that? Is that like a...
With
like...
chorizo, I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Chorizo, 100% out of the casing.
Kind of depends on the sausage.
Yeah.
You cut the casing off. Mm-hmm. You take that meat. You ground it up. And you make like a burger patty out of it. Oh, yeah. Sausage burger.
I just had my family over for a barbecue this Saturday. And I was cooking. And I have this butcher, man. He made lamb hamburgers.
Fuck, yes.
They were so delicious. He also put little jalapenos in them.
Fuck, yes.
So they were lamb jalapeno. And my mom hates jalapenos, but she was loves lamb. So like she didn't even realize. So it was all good. And he has a marinade, man. He has the best skirt steak marinade. It's like, it's got to be a teriyaki honey or something like that. It's
me good. And the lady, big lamb kick lately.
Mm-hmm. Lamb's good.
Lamb's delicious. We found this Greek place. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you more off mic about it because it's boring. Goddamn, the lamb. The lamb!
So succulent.
Just, it's amazing.
Now, I know you're not into much of the cream sauces. Do you do your tzatziki?
I do a tzatziki. Mm-hmm. I love a tzatziki.
All right. So, but because you know, I know you're not into ranch so much.
No,
so.
I love ranch. I mm-hmm. hate blue cheese.
That's what it's blue cheese. I think it was one of those white sauces that you don't like.
Blue cheese because it's too tart. Blue cheese overpowers whatever you put
it on. The powdered blue cheese.
No, it's still the same thing.
It's still the same thing.
Overpowering. Right. Mm-hmm. You want it to complement your meal, not just be the meal.
Yeah, sure. It does take over the taste.
Now, you want a little ranch, something creamy like
now,
that?
Now, are you a fan of buffalo?
Yeah, buffalo.
All right. Because buffalo has the blue cheese. I think it's like hot sauce and blue cheese, right? That's what buffalo is, right?
Yeah, but it, again, that's the thing. It cuts that blue cheese.
Yeah.
You need that diluted. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's just this bitter...
You're getting the same look as you get when you see a fat person.
Yeah, right? Fat people eat a lot of blue cheese. Savages.
I love blue cheese, man.
Yeah.
That's so heavy.
Blue cheese is just not for me. Mm-hmm. But all right, let's do one more story. I got mm-hmm. one more here. And I only bring this one because it's local.
Oh, shit.
We got a Long Island story made the news. This is Bayshore, where I currently work.
Oh.
Good
brewery there.
And also ties into the McDonald's conversation, where this man was charged with disorderly conduct after using the local McDonald's Wi-Fi, sitting down.
Porn.
In the restaurant for, of course,
Porn.
Not his first offense.
Was he doing it in the play place?
In the ball pit.
Yo, kids, get out of here,
get
man.
Get out. I want to stretch out.
And was it clown porn?
Oh, one can only hope.
Oh, my God. So, all right. So, he was jacking it in McDonald's. Huh?
Yeah. This was this past Thursday. This is Bayshore, New York. This is 15 minutes from where I live. Dude was second offense for viewing pornographic sites.
You know what I love about New York? Well, I don't love it, but you know it's the difference between New York and other states. Other states that have like stupid criminals, New York has sexual deviants. That's our thing.
Right? Straight up perverts.
Perverts. The preverts.
Straight up preverts.
Mm-hmm.
Chimos.
You know how many red dots are in your neighborhood probably, man?
You ever do that?
No, man, I couldn't.
I did it. Not many in my neighborhood.
I was actually talking to Stan. I was actually on Big Papa Podcast on Friday.
Oh, you were on Big Papa.
Yeah, man, we had a fun
time. I'm looking
time.
Forward to that coming out.
Yeah, and they were saying that, I believe Stan was saying that he, one of his neighbors, was a red dot, man. They found out that she was a red dot, and like...
She was a red
dot. Yeah, yeah, because I was doing my whole bit from like the pink dot, and I was like, would you feel like, you know, the whole joke I had where I was like, if you were a neighborhood of all red dots, you're like, man, it's a sausage fest here, where's all my pink dots at?
Yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah.
So I was telling him
that. You want that school teacher who got frisky with the 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm. I was like, son, you want her class.
That's how you man up a boy.
Yeah. Yeah, the man maker. What was it? So, yeah, he was telling me that he actually, one of his neighbors that he was hanging out with, he found out that she was like a sexual predator.
Jesus Christ.
I guess.
Did they know?
He said that once he found out about it, like she like moved away or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, because like I would want to know, like, what's your deal?
Okay, so let me just ask you this question: at what point does it become not cool? Like, if your son was in school and his teacher was messing around, it was a female teacher, right? She was having to bang him. At what age are you just like, that's too young, motherfucker?
Well, here's the problem: is every time you see these stories, the teacher's always fucking hot.
No, but there's got to be an age where it's like my son is a child, you know,
12, 13, maybe.
13, I think, is
prepubescent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Once they, you know, start growing a little hair on the nuts, mm-hmm. fucking make them a man.
Yeah.
That's a memory he'll cherish.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? I didn't really have any hot teachers. But if I had a hot teacher, man, and she was just like, yeah, man, let me see that dick. I'd be like, thank you, God. This is amazing.
School just got better.
Yeah.
No, because you spent high school trying to see tits and get your dick wet.
Yeah.
That's basically high school.
Yo, honestly, on retro, like thinking back on it, it's got to be so different for kids in school now with the internet and like the way it is where like there's probably like a dating app for kids. Not for kids, for like 17, 16-year-old like high school kids, right? Or there's a group chat or something that's going on in the high school where they're all getting together and, like, you know, they're fucking, man. You know they're fucking.
Well, there's things. You read about these things. I don't know the truth of all of them, but there was the bracelet thing.
What's that?
Where, this was a couple of years ago. I don't even know if this is true, so take this with a grain of salt. But they're saying that there was this thing where teenagers would wear different color bracelets, and each color represented some sex act they did.
What?
You saw a girl with a lot of bracelets, you fucking...
What's up, Mary?
How you doing? Yeah, you got for her. And then I was talking to the lady this past week about it because somehow this came up. But apparently there is a downswing in teenage sex.
What?
Because, and this is interesting, porn.
I can see that.
The men are doing, the boys are jacking off more. The girls are seeing this and going, I don't want to do that. Like, you mean I got to take it on the face? They go ram the butt like that? And they're just checking out of it.
Really?
Yeah, so it's actually... taking sex down amongst
that's why we're becoming pussies, man. That's why we're fucking not standing up to bullies and we're talking about our feelings more because guys aren't getting pussy. They're just
beating off.
They're slapping their dick.
God, I remember beating off and it was a fucking event.
Yeah, man. The television screen was all blurry and you're just kind of trying to catch a titty.
Yeah, when I was a teenager around here, ironically, the Playboy channel was channel 69.
That's Spice. That was Spice.
Was it Spice?
It was Spice of 69.
It was one of them dirty channels.
Yeah.
It was 69. Mm-hmm. And if you put it on every, I don't know, 6 minutes, you might get a glimpse of something. And yeah, you sat there for an hour with your fingers crossed going titty, 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 titty.
Yeah,
it was never a titty. It was an elbow. Yeah, it was a boring expositional scene.
Yeah, there was like a talk show or something. Yeah. Shit. Like, oh my God, man. They'll never know that, man. They can just grind their phone and be like, yo, whatever they want.
Yeah, tits.
It's like, yo, hardcore anal. And you're just like, boom, there it is.
Yeah. And it's like horrible shit that, like...
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I'm 34. I've had a lot of sex in my life.
Oh, you know what?
Never done some of that shit.
I showed this to...
is this going to be another nut punch video?
No, I wish. I showed this to the Big Papa people after the show. But this is how men have been pussified to... This is now happening in schools. That is a boy eating out a chick in the stairwell.
Ah!
I mean, good for him, but it's just
good
like...
for him.
But that's men... Yo, I mean, when do men become men again? Yeah. We're not, get off your knees, kid. Come on, man.
You know what? I respect it, though.
Halfway respect. I respect him getting the pussy, but that's...
I respect him actually going after it, but again, it's like... Flip that script.
I'm just upset about the generation. I'm just like... Usually, you know, the girl was giving the head now it's like, obviously he's going to become a nurse or something like that. And like, you know, he's going to be
A nurse.
Yeah. He's going to have cats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he's going to refer to them as his fur babies.
Yeah, his fur babies. And
anybody who, since we're going through my shit list today, apparently, if you refer to your cat as a fucking fur baby, I'm going to kick you in the dick.
Yeah, man. And cats in general, I don't like cats, man.
Cats suck.
They do suck.
The worst pets.
Oh, you know, Ken, he had he handed me this problem where he's like, he went into his girlfriend's house and he saw that the dog was covered from snout to tail and piss. And he's like, it was in a cage. He's like, I wonder how it happened. I was like, is there any of the animals in the house? He's like, a Pomeranian and a cat. I was like, the cat pissed on the dog.
Cat pissed on him.
And he was like, no, it couldn't have. I was like, the cat tiptoed through the tulips on that cage and was like, fuck this dog. Yeah.
That's why cats... are the worst.
Yeah.
Because they're vindictive assholes.
Yeah, man.
And they suck, and I hate them so much. I've always had bad experiences with cats.
They're shitty, man. I remember that one when you were with Elena, and she was, it was like slapping your ball bag.
It tried to.
Mm-hmm.
I was just having sex with her doggy style, so bits were dangling. Mm-hmm. And then I look over, and this cat had like feline AIDS. I wanted it nowhere near me.
Alvin was such an ugly cat.
Was below me, doing that little like batting motion, like getting ready to claws out, just... hit me where I dangle, and I was like, fuck this thing.
I remember they let the cat drink out of the faucet. And I was like, well, I'm not going to drink out of that faucet.
Yeah.
God, it's gross. One.
Imagine it's like, you have AIDS. Really? Not just that. Cat AIDS.
Oh, no. I know exactly where I got it from.
Yeah.
Alvin.
Go full Dave Seville.
Yeah. Alvin. But I'm falling to my knees with my fist clenched.
Yeah.
Got AIDS.
You got cat AIDS. Oh, they suck. I had a cat for a while that stings up. Millie, when I was with Carrie.
Oh, I was going to say, at what point?
That cat used to wake me up every morning. I'd be laying in bed, be on my chest, just sticking its claws into my chest, like, and making eye contact. Not even fucking around, just being like, yeah. And I whip that thing across the room, like, you bitch, get off me.
I have a pet story real quick. My dog, yesterday was a barbecue. My family was over, so he got a lot of, like, cheese and salami, and, like, people were feeding him.
Yeah.
So this morning he ate his breakfast, and his stomach was a little bubbly, so he threw up. And he was taking it easy for a little while. Then I see him, you know, do the hiccuping thing, and I'm like, oh, no, he's going to throw up my carpet down here. So I start pushing him to the tile part by the door.
Yeah.
And he digs down deep and stands his ground. He's like, no! Ah! Like, the full load came out. It was so much barf. And I was like, no!
When that happens, you need to quickly throw a drip tray underneath them or something.
But, you know, he's a dog. So if you, I mean, you had Rigby and, you know, he had other dogs, you could push them regardless.
No, your dog's a brick shit house.
Yeah, bro. He was anchored, bro.
I should tell the story of when we started the show. We walked into the studio room. He wanted in. And you were shutting the door, like closing it. And he mushed his way in.
Here's Churchill.
He looked like Jack Torrance busting through the wall. Face stretched. Just like, I want in. You'll fuck with that. That's raw power.
I know, man. He's like a diesel engine, the little guy.
He's a tough little bastard.
He threw up so much. Luckily, my carpet is, I guess now it's not unlucky. It's like puke flavored. So it's puke colored.
It's puke colored.
Yeah, so it didn't do too much damage.
Yeah, that's cleaned gross. So.
Yeah, it's rough.
Fucking. That being said, I can't wait to get a dog again.
Yeah, but you know what? Honestly, you love them, man. They're great dogs.
Yeah, right now my place is a little small.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to get it eventually.
I can see you with a hound. That was your thing.
Still my jam. Weimaraner?
Mm-hmm.
That's my breed.
Yeah. But now that you got a girl, you're going to settle. You're going to get like a Bichon.
No, she hates little dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Hates them.
Until she sees one and she's like, oh, look at you, little cute.
Oh, she. I'll do my impression. Puppy! Mm-hmm. Every time. Just sees a dog, just loses her fucking mind. But I put down my foot on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you can reorganize my kitchen all you want. I'm getting a big dog.
I'm glad you did that, Pete, because there are men eating out girls in stairwells. And they sometimes, man, it feels good to a man putting his foot down.
Yeah, I ain't eat pussy in no stairwell.
Yeah, it's like, get on your fucking knees in the stairwell and lick my pussy.
I don't want to meet that woman. She's a fucking scary bitch. She's
got like egg on his face. It's like, blah, blah. This is like, shoot her a little squirt. Like,
yeah, right? He walks back to class. His mustache is crusty.
Yeah, he's just like, yo, I just ate out a girl in the stairwell. I was like, yeah.
Why?
Yeah. That's cool. I mean,
it's and then, yeah, you get yours?
Yeah. Nah, man. All right, man. That's cool.
That's well, that's cool. Was you fuck or nothing?
Yeah, the reason why you can't say it's uncool is because it's like, what, you don't like eating pussy? It's like, of course I love eating pussy. But it's like, the way you went about it was just kind of emasculating.
Are there still biases? There used to be biases, at least in what I understand, maybe the black community or the Italian community.
The black community, they hold their nose like,
against eating pussy.
You know what? I think it's a generational thing.
I've heard many Italian men say, hey, you are what you eat. Does that still exist?
No. I've always eaten pussy, man. Like, I think it was a generational thing.
Yeah, probably.
I think, like, your dad's generation, like, the generation before us, like, there was more of a stigma. It was probably, like, a 50-50 type thing. There was guys that were like, no, I would never, you know, there's probably a lot of girls that wouldn't fucking suck a dick, too.
Right.
You know? Like, I know that my fiance's mom, like, she, like, was like, we never did it. She would never do it, blah, 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 blah.
How do you know that?
She told me for whatever fucking weird reason, right? And, but, you know, obviously my fiance is not like that. And I want to say that I've only met maybe a handful of girls, not that I've dated, but that have told that to me, where they would never fucking go down a guy.
That's a fucking nightmare scenario.
I don't think I've met really any guy that would never go down on a girl. Like, every time I ever talk to my group of friends, they're always like, yeah, man, I definitely eat pussy. You know?
Yeah, this I'd be interested if you're on another podcast that are friends with us and you're like that. Just talk about it on your show, because I'm curious.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I definitely want to know if is anyone against eating pussy?
Yeah, like that's an interesting point of contention.
I'm only against it when I'm like getting my head grabbed, getting on my knees and eating in the stairwell.
In a stairwell, yeah. But with a chick with a backwards hat.
Yeah, she's like, eat my fucking beer, you motherfucker.
Exactly. Well, that dude in that photo, too, he looked a little effeminate.
He definitely felt that way, I'm sure.
What I'm curious is that.
Joke on it.
Ah! Maybe that was a lesbian thing and that was actually a boy.
I'll double check. Oh. That was probably.
It was a little blurry.
It was a little blurry, but I'm going to say that was most definitely a guy. From the side, it may be a girl. He's wearing a baseball tee, and it looks like a guy from the side.
That could be a chick.
That's a guy.
That could easily be a chick. That person is maybe 90 pounds.
But they're high school, middle school. They're high
school. That's what I'm saying. You can't tell.
Now, let me ask this question. If your son came home and you're like, Dad, I just ate some pussy. And you're like, well, weird for you to tell me that, son, but awesome.
Yeah. Do we have this kind of relationship?
Let's just say you're very open, right? Like, you know, he's just like, oh, yeah, I've been giving it to your mom all the old heave-ho every night. And he's like, oh, I've been getting some too, Dad. And like, I don't know why I went into that. But anyway. Like,
I'm waiting to hear where the payoff is.
He's like, would you be proud or kind of like weirded out? He's like, yeah, man, she took me by my head. Pulled me right down to her fucking box, and she made me eat that shit in the stairwell, man. And I was just like, nom, 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 nom.
First of all, son, we have boundaries in this family.
I imagine you with a cup of coffee, a robe, and those, like, Ren and Stimpy dad socks.
Like a pipe?
Yeah. and the socks, like, from Ren and Stimpy, the dad.
Yeah, with the sock artist. Yeah. We have boundaries around here. Secondly, tomorrow I want you to march back into that school and do that move to her.
Yeah.
You need to reclaim some testosterone.
Yeah, bro. You need to get your dick wet, bro. Come on.
No, that's always a thing. I get into, like, a lot of political arguments, as you can imagine. But, like, it's something people always say. I thought you, like, I'm a pretty liberal guy, but everyone's always, I do rail on about this shit. Mm-hmm. There is such a thing as going too far to the other side and just being a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Don't be a pussy.
Can't be a pussy.
I'm not for maybe, I don't know, going around screaming racisms at people.
the Poussin?
Yeah, not really down with that. I don't think we need to.
That was never your wheelhouse, Pete. That was never your wheelhouse.
No, not my speed. But at the same time, hold your own, man.
Yeah.
Like, have a set. Not everyone's out to get you.
No, I 100% agree, man. You got to reclaim, man. You know what? I think this
generation. It's not even reclaimed. There's nothing to reclaim. You have it.
Yes.
No. Own it.
Mm-hmm. No, but I think a lot of the generation below, even our generation, is so like. I don't know, man. They're not men, you know? I don't know.
And a lot of it's just like college campus shit where like people say things you don't like and next thing you know, a professor gets fired.
Yeah.
It's a fucking deal. I hear a lot of shit I don't like in the world. Yeah, deal.
I remember I got one of my fiance's friends. We were doing karaoke, right? And a Britney Spears song came on. I couldn't remember her name. I was like, oh, this is that chick. And she corrected me. She's like, she's a woman. And I'm like,
no, she's a girl. Not yet a woman.
Yeah, and I was like,
I'm ashamed to know that.
Britney Spears is a chick.
That's when you double down. Oh, sorry. Yeah, so this broad.
This bitch.
You know, a fucking floopy cunt.
Yeah. This fucking cunt over here.
Yeah. That crazy frail who shaved her head.
Yeah. So, like, she got really, like, insulted by it, and I was just like, I was insulted that she was so insulted. I was like, man, what the fuck are you insulted by?
That drives me nuts. Yeah. It's like just sensitivity is not exactly. Be sensitive, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Be offended, fine.
Chick's not even a slur.
Just shut up about it.
Yeah,
you're not changing anything. You're making it worse for you.
Yeah,
because the more of a fuss you put up, and the more you fight against this, like, oh, this language policing. Mm-hmm. The more you do that, the more the pendulum's just going to swing the other way.
Yeah, man.
There's such a thing as compromise. There's middle ground.
If you take a ball out of the playpen, then the manatees don't make family guys. We've all learned, man. Like,
boom.
There you go. Thank you, Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
Yeah, I heard, I know you don't like Hardwick, but the Nerdist podcast just had Trey Parker on there.
Oh, really?
And listening to that guy talk long form is a fucking delight.
I imagine, you know, honestly, two just dicks, right? They were really defined that generation of entertainment and like and their witticism. Like they're so witty and like everything they've done has been so quality.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he explained why why they got to this point was they just don't give a fuck. Yeah. Him and Matt Sun, they're like, their whole thing is like, we're Colorado guys. We'll just go back. Fishing poles are in the car. Like, we'll go back.
Dude, when they got nominated for, I believe it was an Oscar for the South Park movie.
Bigger, Longer, Uncut.
Yeah, it was for the music, but it was still nominated. Yeah. They went up on acid when dresses.
In dresses. Did you know that if they win an Oscar at some point in their lives, mm-hmm. they're EGOTs?
What do you mean?
EGOT is Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Wow. Who is anyone else?
There's like maybe five in this world of all time. They are one away.
Wow. You know, and they'll still put out something. You know, they still have time. They're only in their early mid-40s, something like that.
Yeah, they're probably, I would say, maybe pushing 50.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They're probably born in the late, early 70s, I want to say.
And they're still making fucking South Park, so they could turn it on a dime. This fall, make the Book of Mormon movie.
Yeah.
And accidentally win an Oscar.
Yeah. That was a great show. And to be able to go into that world and make a musical and a Broadway show and have it win the best show of the year.
Yeah. That's the other thing they said that was hysterical was they failed upward. Mm-hmm. Like, they just kind of did what they want. And they went to people and were like, we want to make this musical about Mormons. And people are like, get the fuck out of here. And they're like, all right, I guess we'll finance it ourselves. And they paid for it. And thus, they own it 100%. And every penny goes back to them.
So, like, everyone missed out.
Everyone else misses out because
you,
they
do
just...
Do you think that happened to the same guy who made Cats?
Oh,
fuck. Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Sondheim.
Sondheim, yeah. You're just like, I got this play about cats. Get out.
Yeah.
Like we're little kitty cats? Get the fuck out of my office.
The main character's named Rum Tum Tugger.
Someone call security. Get this guy the fuck out.
Fucking lunatic. And he's like, no, I got the Winter Garden Theater. Let's do this.
And then the guy who said that years later is like, why didn't he just play that song Memories? I would have been like, okay, we can make something with this.
And to think I scoffed at Mr. Mephistopheles.
What a stupid play.
that was everywhere when we were kids, too.
I know. The Cats Now and Forever at the Winter Garden Theater.
I thought the Now and Forever wasn't part of the title.
Yeah.
I thought it just never would go away.
I thought it was there since like the 20s.
Me too.
I thought it literally has always been there, and like people love cats, man.
Yeah. This is dumb enough to have to been like old school in some way.
Yeah, right? It's about cats.
Some people in body suits with fucking Wolverine hair.
Can you imagine if you're an actor, like, you know, I'm on Broadway. What are you doing? Something you don't even know.
I'm Rum Tum Tugger. I'm sorry, what? Rum Tum Tugger and Cats.
Yeah, I work the lights.
Yeah. I'm a grip.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm embarrassed. Like, I'm Mr. Mephistopheles.
Yeah, fuck. I mean, but Book of Mormon. It's the only reason anybody knows who Josh Gad is.
He became, I actually saw it right at the end of his run. And
oh, you saw
he became
him?
Big after that. And I was just like, wow, I'm shocked, man. This did so much for this guy. You know, he was like on a Broadway show. And then he blew up a movie.
Well, he did Frozen.
Well, but the only reason why he was able to do Frozen was because he was in this mega play. You know?
Yeah, he's only in things that he sings in.
Cool, he's got a great voice.
For the most part. Well, except for maybe Pixels, but that was bad.
No, he sang in Pixels.
Did he sing?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
It was actually good. I liked it.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Honestly, Adam Sandler
is a garbage.
He, you know what? There's so much garbage, but I like Pixels and I like that Daddy's Boy. Those are two good ones out of like, but he releases so much shitty things now, you know?
I'll say this. Not for me.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
I'm not his demo. Mm-hmm. That's what I've come to realize. Mm-hmm. I realize he makes these Netflix movies now and people...
They're all garbage, those.
But they get huge views, like millions of people watch these things. Not for me. Walking away.
That's how, you know, like the first couple things you did were so awesome that like people are still...
That's still the argument. Well. People bring up Adam Sandler. I go, oh, he's garbage. They go, Billy Madison.
And you go, 20 plus years ago.
It's like... Yeah, exactly. Time to get off that wagon if that's your high watermark.
That's what I'm saying though. Like that's how good those three flicks were. That you like, people will still keep coming back to the well and be like, all right, maybe he'll recapture some of that.
They're not even that great.
I love those movies.
They're not even all that great.
I'll tell you who it is, man. The goddamn Sasquatch.
See, I don't remember it.
You gotta watch that again, man.
No, I don't.
No, I guess not.
I'm good. Mm-hmm. I watched it when I was a kid. I went passable. Put on Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy was good too.
Like, Chris Farley was the superior SNL dude in every possible way.
Well, again, I'm shocked you like Farley because he's just a fat guy and you hate fat people.
I like a productive fat person.
if he's falling all over the place and making
no, it's
ass
not
like,
even that because I don't like Kevin James, and that's his whole shtick.
No, his whole shtick is it falling down?
Paul Blart.
I didn't watch it, Pete.
All he does is ride around a Segway and fall over.
Look, man, you couldn't pay me to watch that Mall Blart. I can't believe they made a sequel.
Yeah, I saw that on a date. Way back in the day.
Obviously, you didn't get laid.
There was nothing else. No, I did. That was Megan. But I dated her for a while. But there
did
was.
Did she want to see that?
Yeah, it was something like that. So we just decided to see a movie. That was what was playing at that moment. So we're like, all right, Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
I would have just been like, you want to like go get some dinner or something like that instead? Like,
we were coming from dinner.
Oh, I was like, you want to go get a movie at like a DVD store?
You want me to eat your pussy in a stairwell?
Yeah, that's the only time.
I'll do anything to avoid this shit.
I would eat pussy in a stairwell and get disrespected. She could spit in my face after if I don't have to see Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Pat me on the bum and be like, good job, soldier.
Yeah, sexy.
Go get me a drink.
Yeah. I mean, quench my thirst.
Nah, it's that was a left a bad taste in my mouth. The movie's awful. And that's his whole thing. Fall over. Fat guy falls over. Look at the Grown Ups movies. He's just a fat guy.
I didn't watch any of those.
Well, neither have I. But everything I've seen in the whole trailer is built about, oh, he's the fat guy who can't handle the rope swing. Mm-hmm. Look at him belly flop in the water. Farley was funny. He had chops.
Yeah,
and an infectious personality.
He was much more dynamic.
You know, he was Shrek.
He was original Shrek. Yeah,
he was the original Shrek.
They're like, get Myers. He could do a Scottish impression.
He could do that one voice.
God, Myers sucks.
Did we talk about that on here?
I believe last week. Maybe 2 weeks ago.
But maybe that's why it's in my head.
Yeah, he stinks.
All right.
His catalog is Layton's World, which is awesome. And then the first two Austin Powers were dope. And then like everything else is kind of whack. Shrek was good.
Inglourious Bastards.
He's such a minor part.
He has one scene.
It's like such a minor part.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah, it is a wonderful part. But
all right.
All right. So you ready to call our first sans Lou show to...
Let's do that. This has been a different kind of episode.
Did an hour and 47 minutes.
This is... Yeah, wow, shit. Mm-hmm. And without Lou, this has just been a two friends catching up, talking about bullshit.
We will have a guest on Friday.
Next week, we'll have Mac, our old buddy. Mm-hmm.
And there'll then be three old friends catching
three
up.
Three old friends catching up. Yeah, but we'll play games.
Yes, yes. Games and the game show aspect will be back.
We'll bring that back. We're going to start bringing in guests. Mm-hmm. That's I don't know if we ever will replace Lou. I don't think so. We won't necessarily
you know what
have
we
a third.
Do? We should have like the South Park did when Kenny died. We should have like a...
compete for our affections.
Yeah, we should have like auditions and like get other people in here, maybe like live in studio, and you know our podcast friends, and you'll rate them. You know, you'll be like, we'll talk it over. Be like, oh yeah,
this maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do something along those lines. Be the third. Be the new Lou.
Yeah, be the new Lou.
But in our hearts, Lou will never be replaced. We love him dearly, and sad to see him go. But honestly, if it's not making him happy, it's not worth him doing because. That's the nature of podcasting. We do it because we enjoy it, and it's fun.
Well, it's honestly, I would like to continue this with you, man. Like, I had a good time with you today. It was an hour and 40 minutes without even trying.
As always.
There was no games. Nothing. We didn't have...
No, nothing of substance.
No, honestly, this is probably the most boringest podcast we listen to. It's just like me and you just talk about nothing.
Just talk wherever our minds take us. We did some news.
Yeah, we did some news. There was some news.
That was the thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, tune in next week for... Three friends talking.
Three friends talking.
One of them who we haven't seen in a few years, but check out the Shred Shack in the meantime.
And I'll start lining up some guests, and they'll compete for our affections.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're going to call it a night. Mm-hmm. So close the door behind you. Never be